Aren't you glad you're saved? I hope the Eagles win today. Psalm 97. Aren't you glad you're saved? We're going to read one verse together, verse number 10, if you have a King James Bible. Psalm 97, verse number 10. Psalm 97, verse number 10. Let's read together, shall we? Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. I'm going to talk to you this morning about a love-hate relationship. Love-hate relationship. Dear God, thank you again for being a wonderful God. Thank you, dear God, for your mercy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the day that someone shared the gospel with us, Lord, and we realize that we are sinners on our way to hell for all eternity to pay for our sins with no escape except through the Lord Jesus. I thank you for the day of salvation. Now, dear God, please bless this morning. Thank you for these dear folks. Please bless them. Help us not to be distracted. Lord, help us not to be a distraction. Help us to pay attention to the Word of God this morning in preaching. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Psalm 97, verse number 10. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. Hate evil. Hate evil. I have 8 points I'm going to give you right now, and then I'm going to get into my sermon. Point number one, God is speaking to people that love the Lord. In Psalm 97, verse number 10, God is speaking to people that already love the Lord. Ye that love, that's what it says, verse number 10. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. So God's not speaking to those who are lost. God's not speaking to those who are backslidden or rebellious. God is speaking to people who already love the Lord. As a matter of fact, hold your place. No, we'll go through the points first. Point number one, God's speaking to people that love the Lord. Point number two, the Bible clearly tells us how you can tell those who do not love the Lord, those who do not obey the Word of God, as we will see shortly. Point number two, the Bible clearly tells us how you can tell those who do not love the Lord. We're going to get to those verses. Point number three, you better know what the word evil means, the definition of the word evil, so that you can hate evil. In order to hate evil, you better know what it is and what God says it is. Point number four, God hates evil. You should hate evil. Point number five, if you do not hate evil, you do not love God. If you do not hate evil, you do not love God. People put on an act, a show, they're fake, phony, and frauds about loving, how much they love God. They'll go on social media and tell everybody how much they love God and disobey Hebrews 10:25. They'll tell everybody, oh, I love Jesus, and they'll disobey Deuteronomy 22:5. They'll tell everybody, oh, I love God, I love the Bible, I love God so much, and go ahead and disobey Isaiah 47, verses 1 through 3. God hates evil, you should hate evil. Point number five, if you do not hate evil, you do not love God. Point number six, you can learn to hate evil. You need to learn to hate evil. It is a requirement for you to love God that you learn to hate evil. You need to learn to hate evil. Number seven, the more you love the Lord, the more you hate evil. It is a command to love God. The more you love God, the more you hate evil. It is a command to love God. supposed to be obedient, humble. So if you love God and obey the word of God, the more you'll hate evil. And point number eight, the more you hate evil, the more you can love God. It is a command to hate evil. You're supposed to obey the commandment to hate evil with perfect hatred, by the way. Again, number one, God speaking already to those that love the Lord. Point number two, God tells us how we can know those who do not love the Lord. Number three, you better know what the word evil means so that you can hate evil. Number four, God hates evil, and you should also. Number five, if you do not hate evil, you do not love God. Number six, you can learn to hate evil, and you need to learn to hate evil. Point number seven, the more you love the Lord, the more you will hate evil. And point number eight, the more you hate evil, the more you can love God. Take your Bible, turn to 1 John chapter number 5, please. 1 John chapter number 5. The Bible says in 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 2, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. You know, somebody says, I love God and disobeys his commandments, it's contrary to the Bible. Verse number 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. At least you ought to be honest and say, Pastor, I don't love God. Would you please pray for me that I love God? Instead of telling me I love God and disobeying his commandments. Amen. Just come out and be clean and be upfront and say, God, I don't love you. Please help me to love you. Instead of putting up a fake, phony, fraud facade as a hypocrite, acting like we love God when we don't. 1 John 5, 2 and 3. Let's read it one more time. It's not that hard to understand. It's in English. The Bible's written in 4th, 5th, 6th grade English. It's not that complicated. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his love and his commandments are not grievous. If you were to say, Pastor, I can't do that when God says you can, you don't love God. They're not grievous. It's not that hard. You got to get your pride and your ego out of the way. Look, don't blame me because your old pastor lied to you. Don't blame me because your old Sunday school teacher was lying to you. It's not my fault. I wasn't there 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I wasn't there last year. I can't force anybody to stop lying. I can't force anybody to tell the truth. I can just tell you what God says, though. God is speaking to people that love God. Ye that love the Lord hate evil, he said. And this is going to separate people who just act like they love God versus the people who do love God. Now, I don't know who loves God, but I can tell you who doesn't love God. The people don't keep his commandments. There's some people come to church, doesn't mean they love God, though. But I can tell you this much, you miss church, you don't love God. For instance, let me tell you this. There's people that dress right. Doesn't mean they love God just because they dress right. But I can tell you this much. If you don't dress right, you do not love God. I don't know who loves God. I can't see your heart. But I can tell you who does not love God when you disobey the word of God. Take your Bible. Please turn with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Now, in order to hate evil, you got to love God. God's speaking to people that love God, that love him. John 14. It's a command to love God. It's a command to hate evil. It's a commandment. There's so many people walking around who claim to be born again. It's almost like they love Satan themselves. They think that Satan can get saved. It tells you it's how far removed they are from Scripture, from truth. John chapter 14, verse number 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Is that what he said? See, if you love God, you would keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous, the Bible says. Pastor, I can't do that. The reason you can't is because you don't love God enough. John chapter 14, verse number 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. That's having the King James Bible and you keep it. He it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. It's not that hard to understand. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Look at verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. That's the word of God. That's the King James Bible. Every person, every English-speaking person that does not have a King James Bible, that does not believe the King James Bible, does not love God. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody who has a King James Bible loves God. I don't know that. Just because you walk in with a King James Bible this morning does not mean that you love God, ladies and gentlemen. But it does tell me that if you don't believe the King James Bible, you do not love God. I don't care if you're a theologian. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're a chancellor of a college. I don't care if you're a missionary, an evangelist. I don't care what your title is. You don't love God. It's that simple. But I don't know if you love God even if you have a King James Bible. Verse 24. Let's finish 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him and will come unto him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. It's very clear. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Look at chapter 15, verse number 10. John 15, verse number 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Verse number 14. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Well, it's a commandment to love God. It's a commandment to love your neighbor. Oh, unless my neighbor's a sodomite. Oh, unless my neighbor's a thief. Or unless my neighbor's a murderer. Or unless my neighbor's a rapist. Or unless my neighbor is not a Baptist. On those two hang all the commandments of God. Do you love God, or you just act like you love God? Do you love God, or you just profess that you love God? Now, if you love God, then you ought to hate evil. Because that's the text this morning. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Now, if you don't love God, you listen to a sermon 5 years later, 10 years later, or 2 weeks later when you decide to love God, okay? But I'm going to talk this morning to people who already love God or want to love God because you need to hate evil. There's too many people who hate evil that don't love God. They become vigilantes. They take verse out of script. They take verses, scriptures out of context. They're their own God. They decide to do things contrary to the word of God because they hate something that's going on that so much, but they don't love God because they don't want to keep the rest of the word of God. Take your Bible, please. Turn to Romans, chapter number 12. Romans, chapter number 12. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. I was talking to someone years ago. So, I don't hate anything. I said to myself, bad. I didn't say anything then. I said, bad news there, man. I'm going to teach my children never to hate. Bad news there, man. Bad news. Because there's some things that you ought to hate, ladies and gentlemen. Romans chapter number 12. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Dissimulation is like putting off a facade, faking it, pretending. That's what dissimulation is. And a lot of people are good at pretending. Oh, I love Jesus. Just because you say it that way doesn't mean you love Jesus. Why is it some people get behind a pulpit and they talk real spiritual phrases or spiritual voice like God? Well, is that how you talk about God to somebody else? Or is it when you get behind a pulpit, they act like, oh, God, when it's God? You see, you understand, people put on a show on television, on a radio and religious television to fool and deceive people that don't know the Word of God. Just talk normal, that's all. Talk normal. You don't have to put on a facade. You don't have to put an air about you to act something that you're not. Well, let love be without dissimulation. Don't pretend. Don't fake it. If you're going to love somebody, love them. There's too many people that fake it. They can't see that people can see right through it. Now, we're going to say, right after it says that, the very next sentence in the same verse, God says, abhor that which is evil. That's another word for hate. Abhor, detest that which is evil. So right on the heels of let love be without dissimulation, he says, abhor evil. So we have people fixated on, oh, let's just love everyone. Let's just love each other. And you don't even know what love is because God is love, the Bible says. If you don't have God, you don't have no idea what love is. The world talks about love. They're lying through their teeth. They talk about peace. They're lying through their teeth. They have no Jesus, no peace, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have peace without the Prince of Peace. Well, he says, let love be without dissimulation. Then he says, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Number one, I said God is speaking to people that already love God. And God, the Bible clearly tells us how you can know those who do not love the Lord. You can tell. Of those who do not obey the King James Bible. The definition of evil, this is from Webster's 1828. We'll get to tonight too. This is just too long doing a Sunday morning sermon, but here's what Webster said about evil. By the way, the Bible definition is this. You see, if you sin, let's say you lie. That's a sin, okay? Let's say I went to the game, but I didn't want to tell anybody I went to the Super Bowl, so I said, I went shopping. All right, well, you lied, okay? You went to the Super Bowl game, and then you told somebody else you went shopping. That's a lie. That's a sin. Evil is past sin. Evil is a sin that you purposely commit to hurt someone else. All right, first thing, lying on your income taxes to the IRS, that's a sin when you lie. But it's also hurting. It's evil because you're hurting other taxpayers by not paying what you're supposed to pay. Look, I hate the IRS worse than you do. And I hate paying taxes worse than you do. But I don't lie on my taxes because I don't want to hurt anybody. I think you ought to pay as less taxes as you possibly can, as little as you possibly can. I think they ought to abolish the IRS, personally. I think the income tax is against everything America stands for, to be honest with you. But that's not the point this morning. The point is, if you lie on an income tax, then you're not just sinning, you're also committing evil because you're hurting someone else. See, sin is going a step further than just sinning and lying. When you purposely hurt someone else and you're trying to hurt somebody else's life, or you're trying to hurt them physically or emotionally or purposely hurt them, that's just not a sin. That's evil. That's wicked, man. And that's what most people are today. They're evil and wicked, man. They don't care about others. Psalm 34, verse 14 says, depart from evil. Psalm 37, verse 27 says, depart from evil. Take your Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter number 8, please. Proverbs chapter number 8. Here's the definition, Webster's definition of evil. Proverbs chapter number 8, while you're turning, let me read this. Having bad qualities of a natural kind, mischievous, having qualities which tend to injury or to produce mischief, having bad qualities of a moral kind, wicked, corrupt, perverse, wrong, as evil thoughts, evil deeds, evil speaking, an evil generation, producing sorrow, distress, injury, or calamity. The noun evil is natural or moral. Natural evil is anything which produces pain, distress, loss, or calamity, or which in any way disturbs the peace, impairs the happiness, or destroys the perfection of natural beings. Moral evil is any deviation of a moral agent from the rules of conduct prescribed to him by God or by the legitimate human authority, or it is any violation of the plain principles of justice and rectitude. There are also evils called civil, which affect injuriously the peace or prosperity of a city or state, and political evils, which injure a nation in its public capacity. All wickedness, all crimes, all violations of law and right are moral evils. Diseases are natural evils, but they often proceed from moral evils. And God said that about Egypt too, by the way. Misfortune, mischief, injury. I'm talking about the definition of evil this morning from Webster's Dictionary. The adverb evil, not well, not with justice or propriety, unsuitable. Not virtuously, not innocently, not happily, unfortunately. In composition, evil denoting something bad or wrong is often contracted to ill. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation assembly. That's what the Bible says. You may be having sinful thoughts, but you may also be having evil, wicked thoughts about hurting someone. Proverbs chapter number 8. This is what God says. Verse number 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Do you fear God? If you feared God, you would hate evil. Remember our text verse, Psalm 97, verse 10, ye that love the Lord hate evil. Well, he said in Proverbs 8, 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So if you love God, you'd hate evil. If you feared God, you'd hate evil. Which means you love old-fashioned, independent, hellfire and damnation, separatist, King James only, Baptist preaching. If you don't like that kind of preaching, you obviously don't love God and don't fear God. But you put on a pretense how you love. These people go around and say, oh, I love Jesus, but they can't take preaching. That preaches against sin and against evil and against wickedness. There's a colon after evil that explains you what evil is here. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, colon. Pride. And arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. This is hate speech. Because you and I are supposed to hate certain things. That's why they want to outlaw this kind of hate speech. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. That's what God said. In Amos chapter number 5, verse number 15, the Bible says, hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Amen. Now, it's interesting. You don't get this other than in the English King James Bible, or at least in the English language. But evil is spelled without a D. Isn't it interesting that you put a D in front of evil, what you get? Your mother-in-law. It says devil, right? devil. Well, we're close, amen. Devil has evil in it. That's interesting. You say that's a coincidence? No, I don't think so. I think God knew exactly what he was going to do with the English language from all eternity past. God sent his servants, the prophets, and they ridiculed them and they mocked them because they did not love God. They did not hate evil. God's people are wicked and evil when they falsely accuse the brethren, just like our enemy is called the accuser of the brethren because of pride and jealousy, envy, covetous, and angry. That's how people are. I tell you this much. If somebody rears their head and accuses somebody else of something, I usually 95 to 99% of the time take the side of the accused. What you ought to do, if you love God, you love that person and pray for that person and try to help that person. Instead of trying to be an accuser of the brethren, you're hating evil because you don't love God. You're going about it the wrong way, trying to destroy somebody's life. This place is a spiritual hospital to bring people in on spiritual ambulances. They don't need spiritual doctors and spiritual nurses saying, oh, kick them out. We don't want them, and they're gonna spill too much blood in here. No, this spiritual hospital is open for everybody if you can take the surgery that Jesus has. The doors don't close because you got an evil disease or a sinful disease or some sin or some wickedness or some evil way. No, the preacher will take care of that. But too many of God's people who do not love God act like they do when they accuse the brethren of certain sins. God's people are shallow and immature today, man. They're hypocritical. They're vengeful. They're hateful. They love money. They're boasters of themselves, how good they are, how good they think they are. They don't want their reputation tarnished. Pastor, so-and-so is going to come to our church and ruin our reputation. Gasp. Wouldn't that be bad? A sinner may come to church. A sinner might get right with God. A sinner might get saved. A sinner might get baptized. A sinner may decide to change their life and live for God. Gasp. Wouldn't that be something? God's talking to people that love God that you're supposed to hate evil. And by the way, arrogancy is evil. Arrogancy is evil. Amen. I'm supposed to hate that. We're supposed to be humble people. We're supposed to be merciful people. We're supposed to be forgiving people. In Genesis chapter number 6, the Bible says, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. In Genesis chapter number 8, the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. That's all of us, ladies and gentlemen. But for the grace of God Almighty, we'd be living an evil, wicked life, ladies and gentlemen. But for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross, none of us would be in church this morning. None of us would be saved. None of us would be doing any good. If you love God, you'd hate liquor with all your might. You'd hate alcohol. You'd hate booze. You'd hate any kind of liquor. You'd hate wine and beer and champagne and everything else that causes man to get drunk. You would hate it because God hates it in the Bible. The reason you don't hate it is because you don't love God enough. You want to drink it up with your buddies. Why don't you read what God says about alcohol? Why don't you see what God says about strong drink and wine? I don't care what religious people say. I care what God says. Amen. See, if you love God, you care about how you dress. If you love God, you care about having a King James Bible. And if you cared about God, if you cared about the Word of God, if you love God, you know what? You would care about America disarming herself. You would care about that. Amen. But you don't care about it because you don't love God and you don't hate evil. We're supposed to love God and hate evil, ladies and gentlemen. I think most of God's people don't love God and they don't hate evil. So why is all this evil happen to us? Tonight I'm going to show you from the Bible, all the evil that's happened to America is because God's people became evil. Let me repeat. So here's what you do. You get upset. We're sanctioning the killing of babies. That's because God's people became evil first. And God rewarded God's people evil, wickedness, with the nation becoming evil and wicked. You didn't think church was important, so you start missing church. You don't think tithing was important, so you start robbing God. You didn't think going soul winning was important, so less people were getting saved. And so you have the end result of the wickedness of America and the state of New York, and you're blaming a governor and the Senate and the assembly instead of blaming yourself in the mirror. Yeah, buddy. You check the Bible. Wickedness and evil happens because God's people become evil, and God's people become wicked. And it's easy to blame the abortion crowd. It's easy to blame the sodomite crowd. You read the Bible tonight, it's God's people's fault. You want to go hunting, fishing on when the church doors are open? You want to go to a picnic? You want to go to the mountains? I got news for you. God's going to reward this country and this nation, this state with evil and wickedness. You're going to be appalled. I can't believe that, Pastor. Why is this happening, Pastor? Because you ought to look yourself in the mirror. Judgment must begin at the house of God. If I'm going to preach against the sodomites, and I'm going to preach against baby killers, I'm going to preach judgment in the house of God Almighty. So don't look at me hypocritically, all full of yourself, that you're such a good Christian. That's why they put Jeremiah in the dungeon. That's why they mocked the men of God, because they preached against their own people. John the Baptist had his head cut off because he told Herod exactly what all his sins were. Now we're afraid to talk about the president, we're afraid to talk about the governor, we're afraid to talk about the mayor, we're afraid to talk about the councilman, we're afraid to talk about the religious false leaders. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? Saul, King Saul, I obeyed. I did what you wanted me to do. I kept Agag alive and the choice of the flocks. We're going to have a religious sacrifice. I obeyed. God said he did evil because he disobeyed the word of God. Yeah, okay. Oh, I see. Because you're better, you obey a little bit more than someone else, that makes you holy now, holier than thou, huh? Second Samuel 12, the Bible says, wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? When you despise the word of God, you disobey the word of God, you're doing evil in God's sight. You, me, we. But we play church. We play Christianity. Pastor, I can't believe how bad and how wicked it's getting out there. Well, whatsoever man sowed, that shall he also reap. You can blame our forefathers 40, 50, 60 years ago who didn't think this kind of preacher was that important. I went to church too with people who cut out on Sunday night. Yeah, your breakfast is more important than the adult Bible study. I understand that. Your belly is your God, the Bible says. I understand that. I'm not mad at you. I'm just preaching. You go and buy brand new sneakers for $100, name brand clothes. You can't even put $5 or $10 in the offering basket to support some missionary who sacrificed their life and go across the seas to give the gospel to somebody. You say, Pastor, what's wrong? What's wrong, Pastor? Why are they killing all these babies with taxpayer money, Pastor? Why are they taking all the guns away, Pastor? Why are they taxing us so much, Pastor? It's God's people's fault.
Not the sodomites. Not the abortion crowd. It's God's people's fault.
The king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him." This is Ahab speaking. "For he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." By the time Micaiah got done preaching, he said, "Didn't I not tell thee that he would not prophesy no good concerning me, but evil?"
Yeah. Take your Bible, turn to 2 Chronicles 12, please. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. The sign outside said Baptist, didn't it? Amen. We didn't change the sign yet, did we?
Not yet.
Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 12. Just because everybody else changed doesn't mean we're changing. Just because everybody else is compromising and quitting on God doesn't mean we're quitting and compromising. Just because everybody's ditching the King James Bible doesn't mean we're ditching the Word of God. 2 Chronicles chapter number 12. You go ahead and blame everybody else. I'm telling you who to blame: God's people. I'm blaming every single religious leader who got rid of the King James Bible. That's who I'm blaming. I'm blaming every single church that took the word Baptist off their sign. That's who I'm blaming. I'll tell you who I'm blaming. I'm not blaming the sodomites or the abortion crowd. I'm blaming people who stopped preaching on the way God's people ought to be dressing. That's who I'm blaming.
"Ye that love the Lord hate evil." I'm hating evil.
We don't have to have a building. We don't have to pay the bills. We can sell the building. There's nowhere in the Bible that says I have to be a pastor. I just have to live right and hate God, hate evil, love God and hate evil. There's nowhere in the Bible that says I have to be a Sunday school teacher or a deacon. There's nowhere in the Bible that says I have to have an official title. There's no place in the Bible that says I have to have an office somewhere. But I can show you verse after verse after verse that I'm supposed to love God and hate evil. I don't need a church building to love God and hate evil. I don't need a following to love God and hate evil. Some of you only feel comfortable when a lot of people show up. Some people just like coming to church when there's enough people to go to church. That's pretty shallow. 2 Chronicles chapter number 12. Rehoboam. Wicked, wicked Rehoboam. 2 Chronicles chapter number 12. Verse number 13, "So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned," for Rehoboam was 40 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there, and his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonitess. And he did evil. Now you better underline the next part. "Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord." He did evil. And God tells you why he did evil. "Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord." Yeah. See, people are always at a crossroads. People are always, always where the road divides and you're supposed to choose good or evil. God or Satan? The Word of God or opposite the Word of God? Which way are you going to choose? Are you preparing your heart? Because if you don't prepare your heart, you are going to do evil. You're purposely going to hurt someone because you're so full of yourself. You don't care who you hurt. You don't care what you say. You don't care what you do because it's all about you.
Psalm 52 verse 3 says, "Thou lovest evil more than good." Psalm 36 verse number 4 says, "He abhorreth not evil." Psalm 26 verse 5 says, "I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked." Proverbs 5, verse number 14, "I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly." Not me, Pastor.
I'd rather believe what God said instead of you. As a matter of fact, I passed the verse. I want to read this. Take your Bible, please turn with me to 2 Kings chapter number 8. 2 Kings chapter number 8. See, not me, Pastor. I love God. Yeah, okay. That's why you can't make it to church. That's why you can't tie. That's why you can't go soul winning. That's why you can't dress right. But you love God. You love Jesus. You've been watching too much religious radio. You've been listening to too much religious radio. You've been watching too much religious television. These fake, phony, fraud people get on there. I love Jesus. Let's hold hands and sing Kumbaya. You've been watching that junk too long. 2 Kings chapter number 8. Elisha, the man of God, tells Hazael, verse number 12. Hazael said, "Why weepeth my Lord?" And he answered, "Because I know the evil that thou wilt do unto the children of Israel. Their strongholds wilt thou set on fire, and their young men wilt thou slay with the sword, and will dash their children and rip up their women with child." That's evil. But you know where it started? Self, pride, ego, arrogancy, power, love of money, and everything else against God. So not me, Pastor. I'd rather believe what God says. Why don't you decide to go soul winning again? Why don't you decide to start hating evil again? Why don't you decide to consecrate yourself once again and anew to God Almighty? And why don't you ask God for mercy to forgive you for being complacent about souls dying and going to hell and forsaking the assembling of ourselves together? My Bible says in Proverbs 14, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." My Bible says, "Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil." Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. Proverbs chapter number 12. Proverbs 17, "An evil man seeketh only rebellion. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house." Let me repeat that. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. Proverbs chapter number 20, the Bible says, "The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil." You know what your kids needed? They needed more whippings that you refused to give them. Yeah. That's what they needed. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. My Bible says in Proverbs 28, "Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things." He says in Proverbs 28, "He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye." The love of money is the root of all evil. Ecclesiastes chapter number 8, the Bible says, "Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil." The heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. That's why people go crazy. They flip out. He says in Ecclesiastes 12, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh." Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken. This is God's people. This is not the Moabites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians. This is God's people. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel into anger. They are gone away backward. You know what he says? Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. They take evil counsel, the Bible says. Their arrogancy, the haughtiness. These God's people. My Bible says in Isaiah 45, verse 7, that God creates evil. That's a shock. I said God creates evil. Why? For retribution. Whatsoever thou a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. When I called, ye did not answer. When I spake, ye did not hear, but did evil before mine eyes, and did choose that wherein I delighted not. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, King James Bible, ladies and gentlemen, when I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. My people have committed two evils. My people, God's people. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. It is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children, and they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. That's what's happened. They've rejected the King James Bible. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. Death shall be chosen rather than life. They bend their tongues like their bow for lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, say the Lord. They obey not, nor incline their ear, but walk every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. God speaking to his people. Oh, you want me to rail on abortion? Kill the baby killers. You want me to rail on the sodomites, don't you, huh? The socialists that are ruining America, huh? I tell you who's ruining America, God's people. God's people are stubborn and rebellious. I will bring upon this city and upon all her towns all the evil that I pronounce against it, because they have hardened their necks that they might not hear my words. I have set my face against this city for evil and not for good. He shall burn it with fire, the Bible says. Lest my fury go out like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastor. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people. The land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. You know, the force be with you. God says, their force is not right. He says, I will bring evil upon them. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom. That's what God says about his own people. And the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Now, I guarantee you that, I'll guarantee you one or two things will happen. Someone's going to like the kind of preaching, and someone's going to hate the kind of preaching. And which side on the divide are you going to be? You're going to love this kind of preaching, or you're going to hate this kind of preaching? I have also seen the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. I begin to bring an evil in the city which is called by my name. Ye shall not be unpunished, for I will call for a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Evil shall go forth from nation to nation. Turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings. Amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence. They are so evil. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return every one from his evil way. For great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity. And I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon the men of Judah all the evil that I pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. These men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. And he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city. I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of our Lord God, the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. For I will repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. So it shall be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. Wherefore commit ye this great evil against your souls. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. So that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, And because of the abominations which ye have committed, therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant at this day. Because ye have burned incense and because ye have sinned against the Lord and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord, nor walked in his law, nor his statutes, nor his testimonies, therefore this evil has happened unto you as at this day. I will punish you in this place, that ye may know that my words shall surely stand against you for evil. Their whorish heart, which hath departed from me, and with their eyes, which go a-whoring after their idols, and they shall load themselves for the evils which they have committed in all their abominations. I have not said in vain that I would do this evil unto them. Alas, for all the evil abominations of the house of Israel, and evil, and only evil, behold, is come. Ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I know you want me to pray for wicked people to die. I know that's what you're... I know the crap that you're listening to. Yep. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Then shall ye remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. At the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. All this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for we obeyed not his voice. Shall there be evil in the city, and the Lord hath not done it? Ye that put far away the evil day and cause a seed of violence to come near. I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and not for good. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. That we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. Tell us, I pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou, Jonah? Running from God, Jonah? God's preacher, Jonah? Oh, you want me to preach against the abortion crowd in the Sodomites, don't you? Yeah, I know. You wonder why we don't have revival? God's people are cold-hearted, stubborn, rebellious, lazy, excuse-laden, and mad at the preacher. I will set mine eyes upon them for evil, not for good. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Jonah got mad at God because he said, I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. We need God's people to get right with God. The inhabitant of Maroth waited carefully for good, but evil came down from the Lord. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds, because it is in the power of their hand. Behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. Yeah, like Micah chapter 3 says, who hate the good and love the evil. People love evil and they hate good. The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire, so they wrap it up. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. But my Savior is pure. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Woe to him that covereth an evil covetous to his house, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will he do evil. Be not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord. Let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. Let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. He maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Deliver us from evil. If thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Jesus said, he's talking to his disciples, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts to them that ask him? You think too highly of yourself is what the problem is. You think you're just too good. You think you're just better than everybody else. You think somebody else is a worse sinner than you are. A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Jesus asked in Matthew 9:4, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? He said, O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. An evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Jesus said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. That's your whole charismatic Pentecostal movement. An evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Hey, why are you getting so mad at this kind of preaching? Something wrong with you? Pastor, you're going overboard. This is Sunday morning crowd, Pastor.
Yeah.
It's about time somebody wake up.
Amen.
The judgment of Almighty God is coming. The evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Inventors of evil things. Every soul of man that doeth evil. Paul writes himself, the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me and is present in you too, whether you believe it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you know it or not. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. If thou do that which is evil, be afraid. I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. Why am I evil spoken of? For that which I give thanks. 1 Corinthians 13, charity says, Charity thinketh no evil. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. I pray to God that you do no evil. God calls this present world a present evil world. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Why would he write that to God's people in the New Testament? Because too many of God's people are full of themselves and too much of evil speaking. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision, the religious workers, seeing that none render evil for evil unto any man. God says, abstain from all appearance of evil. He says, the Lord is faithful who shall establish you and keep you from evil. He said, the love of money is the root of all evil. He said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Cretans are always liars, evil, the Greeks, by the way. The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. God says we ought to have sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. If you don't like my preaching, that's good. That's good. It shows you what side you're on. Shows you what side you're on. God says, speak evil of no man. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. There's a lot more people that used to sit in the pews where you're sitting before that heard this kind of preaching too. But they got offended. They're full of themselves. They got upset, angry. Yeah, and their life is ruined now, man. They wish to God they'd get rid of their pride and come back to God. Strong meat belonging to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Are you not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? The tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. All evil speakings. Lay aside all malice, all guile, hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Not rendering evil for evil. He that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. And his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil like Job did and do good. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, God's people! Or as a busybody in other men's matters. Keep your nose out of everybody else's business. The way of truth shall be evil spoken of. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they. Self-willed. They are. You know what? Some of you are speaking too ill of the government when you're not even right with God yourself. Because you know what? Most people are rebels and they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. Why don't you let the preacher preach about it? You just hate government and government leaders because you're not right with God. When's the last time you prayed for your president? When's the last time you prayed for your governor? When's the last time you got on your knees and prayed for your mayor and your the council people? They despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. But these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not. If you don't understand everything in the Bible or some things, why don't you keep your mouth closed, ladies and gentlemen? You hear one sermon about something, so you're going to pop off and tell everybody the little bit of knowledge that you don't even know. Follow not that which is evil. He that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. These speak evil of those things which they know not. Let's close with Revelation chapter number 2. And I'm not halfway done, but we're closing Revelation chapter number 2. Because I know your tummies are grumbling. You got to fill your bellies and feed your God. Most of the people with cold hearts and seared consciences do not understand how they have been evil affected and how they are evil affecting others. It is not until a child of God in love with God and in love with the Word of God shares the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ to others so that others will see how sinful and wretched and wicked and evil they really are. At that point, they have a choice. They make a decision. They either receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior or they will choose to reject Him as their only means of salvation, because they love their sin more than Jesus, and they will spend eternity in the lake of fire burning to pay for their sin. The same is true with a child of God who is backslidden and rebellious. Most of them do not realize their backslidden condition or how rebellious they really are against God and His Word until a child of God, in love with God and in love with the Word of God, shares with them the warning from God Almighty about how wicked and evil they are living contrary to Scriptures. At that point, they also make a decision. They make a choice. They will either yield and surrender to Jesus Christ and the Word of God, or they will reject Him and the Word of God and hate the messenger and stand before God guilty at the judgment seat of Christ. Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Now you think that only includes the abortion crowd, the sodomites, and socialists. No, I bet you that includes the compromisers and the people who have forsaken God and rebelled against God and walked away from God. I'll bet you that includes people who ditched their King James Bible and all kinds of decency and dress standards and couldn't take old-fashioned hellfire and damnation preaching. We'll find out at the judgment. He's talking to the Church of Ephesus. How thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne as patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Thank God for a group of people that still love old-fashioned preaching, amen. Thank God for a church in Lansingburg, Troy, New York, in a Capital District area. They're still preaching the truth of the Word of God, of the King James Bible. as Jacob closed his life in prayer. In Genesis 48:16, it said, the angel which redeemed me from all evil. I want to thank Jesus this morning for redeeming me from all evil. I want to thank Jesus this morning for sending somebody who was concerned about my soul, even though I was living a wicked, evil life, contrary to the word of God. With a chip on my shoulder, pride in my heart, an ego bigger than all of us here combined. But somebody cared for my soul more than to criticize me. Someone cared about my eternal state more than criticizing my arrogancy. You're here this morning because somebody cared about my soul. How about all of us getting right with God this morning and loving God and hating evil? Just the way God said to do it. And you'll be shocked how God will bless you if you do that. Love God and hate evil. Let's all stand. Dear God, the churches of God are too full of themselves. The people of God are too full of pride. Lord, we need to be humbled, to realize our position before Thee, how we falsely accuse the brethren, we point fingers at somebody, we gossip, we're busybodies. We're critical at others instead of trying to lend a helping hand toward others. Oh, dear God in heaven, please be merciful to us. We do know, just from the scripture we read this morning, not the whole sermon, but just the scriptures we heard this morning, that judgment is coming to this country. We cannot murder 40, 50, 60 million babies before they're born and not expect the judging hand of God Almighty. We cannot expect the sodomites to parade down the streets and in their open filthiness and perversion and not expect the judging hand of God Almighty. And we cannot expect a lukewarm group of churches in this country that have forsaken the King James Bible not to expect the judging hand of God Almighty on this nation that was once blessed of Thee, this nation that used to send out missionaries and care about souls, this nation that sent out soul winners, knocking on every single door in every single city, in every single town, every single village, every single country road, now make excuses why we can't go soul winning, why we can't come to church, why we can't live right and do right and obey the commandments, because they're just too hard, Pastor. They're too grievous, Pastor. Oh, dear God, have mercy on us. Please, dear God, please, I'm begging you this morning, speak to our hearts. Bless this invitation. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Whatever your need is, you do business with God.